Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, remembered by Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the end of the 13th Perek Beis Shammai, and the beginning of the 14th Perek Cheresh Hanasa. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the question was asked, Natua mina Yehudim liyaba mahu, if a married woman said, I'm removed from all Jews, meaning she made a neder not to have benefit from relations with any man, what's the halach regarding the Yavam? Did she consider at the time she made the neder that her husband might die childless, and she'll fall to the Yavam and Yibum? If so, then the Yavam is certainly prohibited to her. Or did she not consider the possibility, in which case he would be permitted to her? Rashi explains that the reason she might have not considered the possibility is that the reason she wanted a divorce was because having relations was causing her pain. She was concerned, though, that if she had said she wanted a divorce, her husband might suspect she wanted it so she could marry someone else. To allay his concern, she made the nether prohibiting all men to her. If this was the purpose of the nether, it would not have included the Yavam, since in the event of divorce, she would be prohibited to him as an erva. Rav said, Yavam eino kabal, the Yavam is not like the husband, as the neder did not apply to him, and if the husband dies childless, he may do Yibum with her. Shmuel said, Yavam haru kabal, the Yavam is like the husband, and just as the husband is forbidden to her, so is he, because the neder includes him. Abai brings his support for Rav's position. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Bikech shenasa bikachas v'nischarsha. If a competent man married a competent woman, and she became a chereshes, imratza yotzi imratza yekaim. If he wants, he may divorce her, or if he wants, he may keep her as his wife. But if she became a shota, insane, he may not divorce her. Nischarshu or nishtata enemotzia olamis. If he became a cheresh or a shota, he can never divorce her. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said to the Rabbanim, why may a woman who became a chereshes be divorced, but a man who became a cheresh may not divorce? They answered, Ein adoma isha megaresh li isha mitzgareshes. A man who divorces is not comparable to a woman being divorced. Shai isha yotzi l'ratzona v'shalur ratzona. V'isha ein amotzi el ratzona. For the woman can be divorced with her consent and without it, while the man may only divorce with his consent. Since a man who is mentally incompetent, such as a cheresh or a shota, cannot express consent, they may not divorce a woman. And point number three, Rami Bar Chama said, Maishna cheresh v'chereshes, desakinu l'raban nusun, u'maishna deshota v'shota, duosakinu l'hu raban nusun. What's the difference between a cheresh v'chereshes, that the Rabban instituted a category of marriage, and a shota that the Rabban did not? Rashi explains that if the deceased brother was a cheresh or the widow is a chereshes, chalitza is required, indicating that there is nesuin and kedushin for them, even though midaraisa, they cannot make a kinyan. And it was taught in a braisa that if a shota or a katan married a woman and then died childless, their wives are exempt from chalitza and from yibum. The Gemara answers, cheresh v'chereshes, the kaima the concept, the rabbanin, takinu le rabbanin nesuin. In the case of the cheresh v'chereshes, where the rabbinic institution of marriage can endure, they establish nesuin. Rashi explains that deaf mutes can get along with other people and certainly with their spouses. In the case of the shota v'shota, where a rabbinic institution of marriage cannot endure, for ein anam darim nachush b'kfifa achas, for a man cannot live with a snake inside one basket, they did not institute it. Rashi explains that it's not the nature of insane people to coexist with others peaceably, and the marriage will ultimately fail. So once again, the three points are, number one, the question was asked, Natua mina Yehudim liyava mahu, if a married woman said, I am removed from all Jews, meaning she made a neder not to have benefit from relations with any man, what's the halacha regarding the Yavam? Did she consider at the time she made the neder that her husband might die childless, and she'll fall to the Yavam and Yibum? If so, then the Yavam is certainly prohibited to her. Or did she not consider the possibility, in which case he would be permitted to her? Rashi explains that the reason she might have not considered the possibility is that the reason she wanted a divorce was because having relations was causing her pain. She was concerned, though, that if she had said she wanted a divorce, her husband might suspect she wanted it so she could marry someone else. To allay his concern, she made the nether prohibiting all men to her. If this was the purpose of the nether, it would not have included the Yavam, since in the event of divorce, she would be prohibited to him as an erva. Rav said, Yavam eino kabal, the Yavam is not like the husband, as the neder did not apply to him, and if the husband dies childless, he may do Yibum with her. Shmuel said, Yavam haru kabal, the Yavam is like the husband, and just as the husband is forbidden to her, so is he, because the neder includes him. Abai brings his support for Rav's position. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Bikech shenasa bikachas v'nischarsha. If a competent man married a competent woman, and she became a chereshes, imratza yotzi imratza yekaim. If he wants, he may divorce her, or if he wants, he may keep her as his wife. But if she became a shota, insane, he may not divorce her. Nischarshu or nishtata enemotzia olamis. If he became a cheresh or a shota, he can never divorce her. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said to the Rabbanim, why may a woman who became a chereshes be divorced, but a man who became a cheresh may not divorce? They answered, Ein adoma isha megaresh li isha mitzgareshes. A man who divorces is not comparable to a woman being divorced. Shaisha Yotzi Ratzona Mishur Ratzona. The Ish Enamotzi El Ratzono. For the woman can be divorced with her consent and without it, while the man may only divorce with his consent. Since a man who is mentally incompetent, such as a Cheresh or a Shota, cannot express consent, they may not divorce a woman. And pointing with you, Rami Bar Chama said, Maishna Cheresh v'Chereshes, desakinu l'Rabban Nisuin, u'maishna deshota v'Shota, desakinu l'hu Rabban Nisuin. What's the difference between a Cheresh v'Chereshes, that the Rabban instituted a category of marriage, and a Shota and a Shota that the Rabban did not? Rashi explains that if the deceased brother was a cheresh or the widow is a chereshes, chalitza is required, indicating that there is nesuin and kedushin for them, even though midaraisa, they cannot make a kinyan. And it was taught in a braisa that if a shota or a katan married a woman and then died childless, their wives are exempt from chalitza and from yibum. The Gemara answers, cheresh v'chereshes, tekaima tekansa de rabban tekinu l'rabban nesuin. In the case of the cheresh v'chereshes, where the rabbinic institution of marriage can endure, they establish nesuin. Rashi explains that deaf mutes can get along with other people and certainly with their spouses. In the case of the shota v'shota, where a rabbinic institution of marriage cannot endure, for ein anam darim nachush b'kfif ha'achas, for a man cannot live with a snake inside one basket, they did not institute it. Rashi explains that it's not the nature of insane people to coexist with others peaceably, and the marriage will ultimately fail. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and our standard simmon is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube, of all the men she was prohibiting herself to, but did not think to include a sticker of her Yavam, and ended up getting divorced against her will after she became a Chereshes, got married again, unlike the Shota she knew, who could never get married at all. Once again, slow motion. The woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube, of all the men she was prohibiting herself to, but did not think to include a sticker of her Yavam, which reminds us, the question was asked, Nutul min Yehudim le'Yavam mahu. If a married woman said, I'm removed from all Jews, meaning she made a neder not to have benefit from relations with any man, what's the halacha regarding the Yavam? Did she consider at the time she made the neder that her husband might die childless, and she'll fall to the Yavam Yibum? If so, then the Yavam is certainly prohibited to her. Or did she not consider the possibility, in which case he would be permitted to her? Rashi explains why she may have not considered the possibility. Rav said, Yavam eino kamba'al. The Yavam is not like the husband, as the neder did not apply to him, and if the husband dies childless, he may do Yibum with her. Shmuel said, Yavam haru kamba'al. The Yavam is like the husband, and just as a husband is forbidden to her, so is he, because the neder includes him. Abai brings the support for Rav's position. So the woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube, of all the men she was prohibiting herself to, but did not think to include a sticker of her Yavam, and ended up getting divorced against her will after she became a Chereshes, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said to the Rabbanim, why may a woman who became a Chereshes be divorced, but a man who became a Cheresh may not divorce? They answered, Ein adoyma ha'misha megaresh le'isha miskareshes. A man who divorces is not comparable to a woman being divorced. She'isha yotz l'ratzona v'shul ratzona ve'ish. For the woman can be divorced with her consent and without it, while the man may only divorce with his consent. Since a man who is mentally incompetent, such as a cheresh or a shota, cannot express consent, they may not divorce a woman. So, the woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube, of all the men she was prohibiting herself to, but did not think to include a sticker of her Yavam, and ended up getting divorced against her will after she became a chereshes, got married again, unlike the shota she knew, who could never get married at all. Which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama said, what's the difference between a cheresh v'chereshes that the Rabban instituted, a category of marriage and a shota that the Rabban did not? The Gemara answers that in the case of the cheresh v'chereshes, where the rabbinic institution of marriage can endure, they establish nesuin. Rashi explains that deaf mutes can get along with other people and certainly with their spouses. In the case of the shota v'shota, where a rabbinic institution of marriage cannot endure, for ein adam dar im nachash b'kfif ha'achas, for a man cannot live with a snake inside one basket, they did not institute it. Rush explains that it's not in the nature of insane people to coexist with others peaceably, and the marriage will ultimately fail. So once again, the woman who put stickers on a Rubik's Cube of all the men she was prohibiting herself to, but did not think to include a sticker of her Yavam, and ended up getting divorced against her will after she became a Chereshes, got married again, unlike the Shota she knew, who could never get married at all. All right, now it's time for Formula Bat Chazara. Daf Kuf Ches. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket. So here goes. The katana married to a pickpocket. That must be on Daf Kuf Ches. The katana married to a pickpocket who just turned mute in front of the storekeeper, where her husband sent her to steal some cash, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa esu mune. What is considered mune? Amri evshe be pony bawi. She said, I do not want pony my husband, or evshe be kedushin she kedushuni imi va'achai. I do not want the kedushin that my mother or my brothers arranged for me. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's even mune if she said to the storekeeper that her husband had sent her to in order to bring an item. There's no greater mian than this. Rashi explains that it is valid, even though it was only said to a storekeeper, and one might have thought that she is just complaining that her husband sent her. So, the katana married to a pickpocket who just turned mute in front of the storekeeper, where her husband sent her to steal some cash, was shocked when her friend ran in, begging the storekeeper to be mekadosher as a form of mian, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, katana shel mi'ana ve'amda v'nisei, so a katana who did not do mian arose and remarried, they said in the name of Yehuda ben Maser that Nisuel and Hemianel, her marriage is her mian. When the Gemara asked whether her accepting kedushin from another man would be regarded as a form of mian, it brings a brisa where it was said in the name of Yehuda ben Maser that kedushah hen meonel, her kedushin is her mian. So the katana married to a pickpocket who just done mian in front of the storekeeper, where her husband sent her to steal some cash, was shocked when her friend ran in begging the storekeeper to be the kedusher as a form of mian, and he refused because he knew that mian after a get would uproot her earlier marriage and that she'd be allowed to go back to her husband, which reminds us. The Gemara brings the claw. Get or chamiyun asur lakzulo, miyun acher get muteres lakzulo. In a case where a get follows miyun, she's forbidden to return to her first husband. In a case where miyun follows a get, she is permitted to return to him. Daf Kuftes. So the Simur Daf Kuftes is a Hatzalah first aid kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his first aid kit. Hatzalah first aid kit? That must be one Daf Kuftes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his first aid kit to help a Yosoma Bechaya Av, who fell while jumping rope, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches, HaMagarsh is the Ish V'Achzira Muter Z'Yavim. If one divorces a woman, remarries her, then dies childless, she is permitted to the Yavim. But Belezer forbids her to him. Similarly, HaMagarsh is the Yosoma. If one divorces an orphan girl, remarries her, and then dies childless, she is permitted to the Yavim. But Rabbi Elazar forbids it to him. The Gemara seeks to understand Rabbi Elazar's reason for ruling strictly, and after rejecting the first three explanations, it brings Rav Ashi, who said Rabbi Elazar's reason is the Gazar Hani Mishum Yisoma B'Chaya Av V'Hechzira, that he decreed Yibum is forbidden with these women because of the concern they might be confused with an orphan in her father's lifetime who remarried the man who divorced. Rabbi Elazar was concerned that if we permit the adult woman or the minor girl in the first two cases to do Yibum, we might come to permit Yibum in the case where the husband remarried the minor after he divorced her, and then died childless. Since that latter marriage is only the Rabbanan, she is Midaraisa and Erva as a brother's wife from the first marriage, and Yibum would be forbidden. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his first aid kit to help a Yosoma Bechaya Av, who fell while jumping rope, made peace between the two girls who were fighting over who gets the next turn, which reminds us, Bar Kapar taught the following brisa, Lom Yidbak Adam Mishosh Dvarim. A person should always cleave to three things, Mizrachet Mishosh Dvarim, and distance himself from three things. He should attach himself to Chalitza V'Havas Shalom V'Hafaras Nadarim, Chalitza making peace between others and annulling vows. He should distance himself from Miun, Umina Bikdonos, Umina Ervonos, Miun from exacting deposits for safekeeping, and from acting as a guarantor. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his first aid kit to help a Yosoma Bechaya Av, who fell while jumping rope, made peace between the two girls who were fighting over who gets the next turn, and encouraged a man who said he only learns Torah to join Hatzalah and start performing mitzvahs. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa where Yossi says, Kol Omer Ein Lo Torah, Ein Lo Torah. Whoever says he has no Torah, meaning that he does not learn Torah, he has no reward for learning Torah. When the Gemara asks that this is obvious, it clarifies Rabbi Yossi to mean, Kol Omer Ein Lo Ela Torah, Afilo Torah Ein Lo. Whoever says he only has Torah, but does not do mitzvahs, does not even have the reward for learning Torah. Another Brisa teaches that the original statement means that if one only learns, if he taught others to perform mitzvahs, he gets no reward for their performance of mitzvahs. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Simur Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The Mary Katana, who was awarded a gold key, that must be more in Daf Kuf Yud. The married katana who has awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a derisa level marriage, which reminds us, Rav holds that a katana that was married must have relations after she reaches adulthood in order for marriage to be considered a derisa marriage. The Gemara clarifies Malchokas where a katana did not do mian, became an adult, va'amda v'nises, and she then went and married another man without having received a get from her first husband. And Rav said, ein tzricha get mishena, she does not need a get from the second husband because the kedushin never took effect. And Shmuel said she does. The case is where the first husband did have relations with her after she became an adult, and that is why Rav says she does not need a get from the second man. The reason Shmuel holds that she does require a get is because he holds Kol HaBoel does Kedushin HaRishonim Hu Boel. Anyone who has relations does so on the basis of the original Kedushin. Since the original Kedushin is only considered a Derabban level marriage, the second marriage takes effect on a Deraisa level and she requires a get from him. So the married Ketana who was awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a Deraisa level marriage gave it in sympathy to two deaf-mute women married to the same man who died, and they could not do chalitza, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishia nasilu shtei yosamos katanos of mace, if one was married to two orphan female minors, and he died, biyasao chalitza sachal achas mehem, boteret sarasa, relations or chalitza with one of the wives exempts her sar, beken shtei chershos, and similarly if he was married to two female deaf-mutes. The Gemara says that this implies that a chareshes is fit for chalitza, and a Mishnah clearly taught that a chalitza with a chareshes is invalid. Rav Gittel said in the name of Rav Abia, the comparison the Mishnah was referring to having relations, not chalitza. Rabba said you can even say it's referring to chalitza, but the Gemara successfully refutes his position. So the married Ketana who was awarded a gold key when she reached adulthood and now had a deraisa level marriage gave it in sympathy to two deaf-mute women married to the same man who died, and they could not do chalitza, instead of choosing between a Ketana and a Chareshes because she had no idea who was more preferable. Which reminds us, Rav Ada Bar Avan and son-in-law Rav Chanan were discussing the Mishnah's case of one married to a Ketana of a Chareshes where the din is the bia of the Yavam with one of them does not exempt her tzara. They said this ruling applies only where the Yavam was a bikeach, mentally competent, and we do not know who's more preferable to him. Is the Ketana more desirable for one day she will reach Claudia, the category of having das, or is the Chareshes more desirable since she's an adult and a bas bia, fit for having relations? But if the husband was a cheresh, certainly the chereshes was more desirable to him because she was a bas bia and also similar to him. Rav Nachman told him that even in this case, the Tana is in doubt, and therefore, doing yibum with one of them will not exempt her tzara.
Daf Kuf Yudal. So the simmer Daf Kuf Yudal is a kayak. So here goes. The Yavama left his divorced chereshes Yavama on the shore. While he took the Katana Yavama he was waiting to do chalitza with on a kayaking trip, kayak, that must be on Daf Kuf Yudal. The Yavam who left his divorced Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Ketana Yavama he was waiting to do chalitza with, on a kayaking trip, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph stated that if one was married to a Ketana and a Chareshes, then Ein Bias Achas Mehem Poteret Tzara Tzara. Relations with one of them does not release her Tzara. The Gemara asks, what's their Tekana? Meaning, how can they be released from their Zikas so they can marry other men? Rav Chisah said, in the name of Rav, Konas HaChareshes HaMotziah Beget V'Ketana Tamtin Ad Shetagdil Takos. The Yavam should marry the Chareshes and then divorce with a get, and the Ketana should wait until she reaches adulthood and then perform Chalitza. Rashi explains that he must divorce the Chareshes because the Chalitza of the minor makes him forbidden to the Chareshes. Rav Chisah said, you can infer from this that Rav holds under rabbinic law, Chareshes Kanuya Umishiyureres, Ketana Kanuya Ve'ena Kanuya. A Chareshes is the one who is partially acquired and partially left unacquired, and the Ketana is the one where there's a suffix whether she's acquired or not. So the Yavama left his divorced Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Ketana Yavama he was waiting to do Chalitza with on a kayaking trip, was joined by a small kayak with a Yavam Katan and a Yavama Katana. Which reminds us, the second Mishnah on the Daf states, Yavam Katan Shabal Yavama Katana Yigadlu Zem Zeh. If a minor Yavam had relations with a minor Yavama, we wait until they grow up together until they reach adulthood. Rashi explains, there's nothing that can be done since get katan ain't no get. The get of a katan is not a get. In the meantime, they are permitted to live together. So the Yavam who left his divorced Chareshes Yavama on the shore, while he took the Yavama Katana he was waiting to do chalitza with on a kayaking trip, was joined by a small kayak with a Yavam Katan and a Yavama Katana, and a bigger one with an adult Yavama taking her Yavam Katan out for the day, which reminds us. The Mishnah continues, Ba Yavama Kadola Tekadlenu. If the minor Yavam, who's above 9 years old, had relations with an adult Yavama, we wait until she raises him until he reaches adulthood. The Gemara questions how the minor Yavam may have relations with the Yavama, but the Pasuk states, L'hakim l'achiv shame, to establish a name for his brother, and he's not fit for this. Abaye answered, the Pasuk states, Yavama Yavo Aleha, her Yavam shall come upon her, which implies, Koldu, whatever his age is. Rav explains why the Pasuk is not needed to teach this.
All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.